or help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6000.
Well, Dan here at the American Freedom Network. And, you know, we live in a really ideal society, almost like utopia. Us certainly were concerned. Lots of snowstorms recently. We're concerned about some minor problems here at home, where many people are concerned about the war in the Middle East and what's happening as far as Iraq is concerned. The war moves into its 48th month there, and we're 5.5 years now in Afghanistan. Nobody really understands what's going on over there, and if you want to understand, you'll have to read my February newsletter, which I'll be concluding any time now, although I would suggest you go to our website and pull down all my articles on 911 or get our pamphlets on that. But our guest this morning is concerned about what's happening in the Near East. He's an Israeli. His family is still in Israel. He's been working for years to try to wake up the Israeli people, to have them realize that the leadership of both of their political parties is controlled by exactly the same people and ties right into the Council on Foreign Relations here in the United States, which controls both of our political parties, and it doesn't matter here in America whether Democrats or Republicans are in power. The move and the march towards globalism and the one world order and the new world religion continues, and they are manipulating what's going on over in Israel and in the process of betraying the Israeli people. So with that as a background, Barry Shamish, it's good to have you with us again.
Nice to be here as usual.
Will you pick the story
shall
up
we get
run
started with a couple personal anecdotes?
Sure, you go ahead.
Well, I got a note 2 days ago from Jeremy Gimple. He has a radio show just like yours on a route. Well, actually, go to IsraelNationalRadio.com. Israel National Radio, one long word, .com, and you'll see you'll get an English schedule, and you'll hear these people. Now, I like them very much, but we no longer speak because they have a peculiar lingo. Now, you'll see that everything is very upbeat in their world. They're back in Israel. They're fulfilling God's promises. Everything is beautiful. This is the way that they publicly present themselves, and they all talk like this. And you'll get the hang of their lingo the more you listen to it. There's a lot of Yiddishisms thrown in with Hebrew, and new words created, and new pronunciations. But the concepts are just traditional Judaism with way too much joy right now. Jeremy wrote the letter that says, "I'm back." Paraphrasing from a glorious month in the army where I served the Israeli nations, I wrote him back. And then he says, "I'm back on the air." I wrote him back and I said, "Jeremy, you can't brag about being in the army anymore. You have to know who you are. This army is the one that's going into your villages and tearing your people away from their homes and destroying their homes. You can't be proud of the army right now. This is not something. You can't protect your home and be proud of serving the Israeli army. You can't do it. You have to get up, look at the picture, and tear yourself away from all the happiness and joy, even if it's only for a year. Maybe everything will change. But right now, you can't do this stuff." And I wrote him that note that Israel is at war. And it's got a civil war where the religious have been declared the other side. They don't know it. And I'm telling you, they don't know it. This is something so uncanny and unbelievable. But they don't realize there's a war against them, and it's a bloody war, and it's cost them the murders of 30 rabbis. I've gone over this subject, the murder of their best speakers and leaders. And it's going on daily, and in the last 2 weeks, just talking with you, we've covered maybe a dozen of young religious people dead. And, of course, the other side, nobody dies. The children of the left, they're fine. I said to him, you can't brag about the army anymore. And this is a big, big step for them to understand. But the present circumstance, all this old razzmatazz that you're broadcasting doesn't fit anymore. And I don't know. I guess they're incapable of making that jump. I've had a thing with Tamar Yonah. She will not accept my negativism. And that's plain to see. She puts every guest of hers has been on my email list for years. She's now discovering Constance Cumbie and Joan D. Vaughan and Francisco Gil White and Ari, oh my goodness, the kosher rabbi, Ben Sadduk. In short, she agrees with everything I say, but she can't make the jump. And this is going on. The religious just cannot see that they have got two wars to fight. They've got the Arabs, which is going to be just miserable. I don't even write about that. Other people are writing about that. I don't have to add my voice. But they got a big, big problem right now. Iran and Egypt are actually, there's a foot race going on to see who will be more responsible for the end of Israel. Okay, that's what these two countries are doing. They're supplying a huge amounts. I mean, we're talking about the death of a Russian journalist a day and a half ago. He was pushed out of a window, fifth floor, who was going to expose all the Russian deals to Syria.
Yep.
The Hezbollah are going to get amazing amounts of missiles through Lebanon, and the Hamas will get them through Egypt. And the religious have got that war to deal with, but they don't understand. They also have got an internal war, and there is no choice. They have to stand up and do everything humanly possible to save themselves right now. And a tax revolt. You all declare you're not going to pay taxes, okay? You drive the Israeli bureaucracy crazy, but it doesn't matter. You don't brag about it anymore, okay? For the time being, you don't brag about it. It's unhealthy. You don't promote Aliyah. You don't send people into the killing field.
We'll be back in just a minute here with Barry Shemin, right here at the American News Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The Beth Messiah congregation invites you to join them as they celebrate Passover 2007 in Messiah Yeshua. The festivities will begin at 6 p.m. on April the 3rd at the Ramada Plaza Inn, I-25 and 120th Avenue in Thornton. Seating is limited, so make your reservations early. Reservations deadline, March the 23rd. That's Passover 2007. He brought us out to bring us in.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network, and of course, as Barry talks about how the religious Jews in Israel really don't understand what's going on. They see the problem with the Arabs from the without, but they don't understand there's an enemy within. And similar here in the United States. I mean, the Christians, the right-wing conservative Christians, I mean, they know about the war overseas, but they don't realize that we are being betrayed by our leaders right here at home who have a different agenda, and really the same agenda as the people who control Israel, and that's a globalist agenda. And, of course, here, why, of course, our boys are overseas supposedly fighting for freedom, and yet we're losing our freedom here at home as part of a master plan of the terrorist threat is really totally manipulated. If there was a real terrorist threat, they would have sealed our borders. We would have had multiple terrorist attacks in America, and it's all a fraud. But it doesn't matter how absurd something is. If you say it often enough, everyone will come to believe and be willing to go along with them, tapping the telephones and certainly reading our emails and reading our faxes. After all, we don't want Osama bin Laden to take away our freedom. Pick up the story there, Barry.
Well, the point is, the Jews shouldn't be in this place in the history. We shouldn't have lost so many people. You listen to Israel National Radio, and you find out these are extremely happy people who want to be left alone. And even if that, they don't realize that by moving into the Jewish historical home, that they're being set up just for so much trouble. And you listen, and these people are so happy. And they've got nothing but troubles on their heads. You can't change them. You can't change this mentality. And I'm getting closer to understanding how to break it. But I don't think I'm going to get there in time, let me tell you. Now, there's another phenomenon that should be looked at. And this happened to me in Vancouver, where I was invited to give a speech at their local 9/11 leadership. And I was told ahead of time there would be another speaker. And that's fine. I never heard of the person. He was supposedly a writer, but just someone I've never heard of. And it turns out he wasn't such a writer. He was an anti-Semite. And he ends, well, when I exploded, finally, his statement was that every Israeli is a fascist. He actually said that, every one of us. So I say to him, my neighbors are fascists. My children are fascists. My family are fascists. They're all fascists. And he's in a corner, and he says, yes, they're all fascists. Now, look, this is a hate crime. Not long ago, you could lift up the phone, get the police over, and put an end to this kind of stuff. But if it's against Israel, apparently maybe it's not such a hate crime. I have no idea how this works. But there's a very, very serious problem going on in America with their view of the Jews. The 9/11 movement has been taken over by these amateurs posing as journalists. And I'm not kidding about that. I mean, these people really are utter amateurs when it comes to journalism. You've got this Ralph Schoenum, and you've got Jim Mars. And these are names, by the way, in their world. And what they're doing to Israel is just hatred. Now, you have to understand this is anti-Semitism in the rawest form, and it's hiding behind. Now, I've sorted out the way they think. Now, 9/11 will never, ever be unfolded because these people have infiltrated the movement. These people are guiding people that Israel was the sole sponsor of 9/11. And by the way, the real problem is I think Israelis were involved. And I think they should be put on trial and everyone else left alone. Okay? If there were criminals involved, put them on trial. But you don't try a nation. And these minor leaguers are doing just that. Now, what we have with the religious, they don't understand that the religious of Israel are being attacked. If there's a bad guy out there, we know who they are. They've infiltrated Judaism, and they don't believe in Judaism, and they believe in something. You know what? I have a book. It's on lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. It's called Shabtai Tzvi Lev, Resigning from the Holocaust. It explains who's taken over Judaism. And there's another book called Bye Bye Gaza. It's brand new. It explains why we lost Gaza and why we're about to lose Israel. What you've got with the 9/11 movement are people who don't understand at all Israel, but they sure hate Israel. And I was a witness to this, and I was aghast. I had never heard such anti-Semitism. I've been away from Canada a long time, and I know I grew up with a lot of anti-Semitism, but here it was in a room, and the organizer gets mad at me for interrupting him when I did that spiel about are my neighbors fascists and all this. He's defending a hate crime. And I found myself, this atmosphere is taking place right now. Well, it is. It actually, there is an anti-Semitism that is ghastly. Now, what you've got in the American right is a story so cockeyed and so cuckoo, but these people actually talk to each other. There was a person named Arthur Kessler. He was an Israeli, a very proud one, wrote about the children of the kibbutzim and so forth. He writes a book called 13th Tribe, which is an amalgam of about four previous books on the tiny Khazarian Jewish tribe of the 8th century, which did exist, and there were letters between Europe and the Khazars. They did convert to Judaism. We assume that the royal family alone converted to Judaism. There's no remnants of massive Judaism in Khazaria, but these people actually think that all the Ashkenazi Jews, every one of them, all came from Khazaria. And, you know, the last people in the world who are going to forget where they're from are Jews. Every rabbi has to make note of every birth and every death. And the Jews don't forget where we've been. But we forgot we were in Khazaria, even though we have repopulated all of Europe. Look, there's no Turkish in Yiddish. And if these Jews came from anywhere but Europe, you would hear their language in the Jewish language. It's so stupid. But nonetheless, these people are talking at each other with this stuff. And I met one in person in Vancouver, and it shocked me just because I try not to deal with all this.
But look, I think we have to deal with it. And the trouble is that the Sabbateans, which is a sect of at least these people who pretend to be Jews, give the whole Jewish nation a bad name. And there is so much evidence that I believe has been intentionally planted about 9/11 to lead people away from the government involvement and point the finger at Judaism, exactly as they created a trail that leads into Saudi Arabia. If you hate the Saudi Arabians, you know they were behind it. If you hate the Pakistani, I can make a case that Pakistan was behind it. But, of course, it's much easier to make a case that the Jews were behind it. And as long as you're looking elsewhere, you're never going to see who was really behind this.
Well, Cheney and Rumsfeld and all the people that we know were behind it were not Jewish.
Right.
And you want to go looking, you look for Protestants if you want to do it that way. Look, what you've got is a situation that I am exposing very, very upsetting connections between Olmert and two of the 9/11, conspirators, really. Menachem Atzmon and Olmert were partners of the Likud in the late 80s. They were both indicted for corruption. Atzmon went to jail. I guess he kept his mouth shut because when he got out of jail, he was given CEO, chairman of the security company guarding Logan and Newark airports. He was the one who he was in charge of all security. Imagine what goes on a plane, what doesn't. He was in charge of that. That was Olmert's past partner in the Likud. And then you have the business about Frank Lowy, who owned the real estate, the shopping concourse at the World Trade Center. Olmert is now under police investigation for trying to get him to buy Bank Leumi. And I won't go into the selling of Israel's assets right now. It's very scary. But neither here nor there. I do plenty of damage against the Sabbatean leaders of Israel. They don't need to make up stuff. I was the one who made the connection between Silverman and the downing of Building 7 and a perfect controlled demolition, and the fact that it had to be down because Flight 93 got hold of the control factors, the remote, and were heading west instead of the, back to New York, where they were supposed to slam into Building 7. That's why the building was full of explosives, and that's how Silverstein knew it, and that's why he downed the building, and he knew he could do it in the shadows of the smoldering World Trade Center because he knew it was filled with explosives. And I've been telling people, instead of blaming the Jews, you go to the police station and you take out a complaint that this guy ordered the building pulled, and he said so on PBS TV in the year 2002. The Rebuilding of America was the name of the show. That's it. He's connected to this crime. Find out how he knew his building was full of explosives. Okay? But instead, these people, and I'm telling you, this was no journalist. This was no writer. He's a guy who sits by his computer and takes what he wants off the computer and takes the quotes he likes and turns it into a story. And it was kind of embarrassing to be in the same kind of company with the kind of interviews I've done, what I've done to get my material and what he's done to get his are not the same thing. We're talking non-journalism there, but it's all over the place in America. And by the way, the Jews don't even know that the anti-Semites of America are talking like this. No one in Israel could care less about the Khazarians. But this is the way the American right is actually hiding their anti-Semitism. They're trying to dismiss the Jews as a legitimate nation. They say there's no connection to them and Abraham, and that's that. For them, anything goes after that. They're no longer human, therefore let's kill them. Look, this thing is being set up just like the Holocaust, and the real problem is we really are truly in 1938, and we're not going to do it in time. It's that simple. The task is too big. Now, last night, I was on your show. We're going to get your engineer, George, hopefully, to send me shows because I put them on my website, and you get new fans on my website.
Well, now, if you want my program, you just call my wife, Barbara, and we'll get them for you. Remember, last night's program was my program.
It was yesterday afternoon. That's a Genesis program, so you have to get that one from Genesis. You get this morning's from George, and then if you do my afternoon, which is the 4 to 5 and 8 to 10 Pacific, those are my programs. We'll be glad to send to you. So it gets a little complicated, but anyway, I'm sure George will get you a copy of this morning's program.
Thank you, George. Well, we were interrupted yesterday, and I was gonna make a very important point for people who want to know why Israel is going down the tube. At least, I don't know how many of you are really out there, but I guess somebody's listening to me. Every week, a couple thousand people do come into the website, so let's try again. Last night, I was talking about an amazing conversation I had with Brian Bunn. Now, Brian Bunn organized my lecture at Hebrew University, my Rabin lecture, that turned into a riot that pushed the Rabin murder into the Israeli consciousness. And I haven't heard from him in a long, long time. He was just a young student of Hebrew University back then on the Foreign Students Council. He wanted me to speak, and he started a riot. You know, I love the guy for that. I mean, really, anyone who, because of little old me, can start a national riot and get me to be the first item on the news for a week, you got to respect him. So he remembers everything like yesterday.
Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shavitz here, the American.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Veterans, use your VA benefits to buy a home. Take advantage of today's buyer's market. Jamie LaRue with Destiny Lending here. Perfect credit and down payment are not required for a VA home loan. For 10 years, I've had the honor of helping veterans achieve home ownership through a VA mortgage. Get more information on a VA loan, call Jamie at Destiny Lending, 970-214-1374. That's 970-214-1374.
I'm speaking with Angela Smith with Destiny Lending. Manufactured homes have been difficult to finance. Has that changed?
Yes. We have programs for up to 100% financing on single and double wide, with or without land. Rural homes also qualify. Stop paying outrageous interest rates just because you own a manufactured home.
So call Angela Smith with Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. That's 970-988-3840.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you're looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And before we go on, Barry, I want you to get out your website and how people can get your books.
The website is, excuse me, the Barry Chambers website.com.
It's
and
the,
he spelled my name,
the
was, and then B-A-R-R-Y-C-H-A-M-I-S-H website.com. And the books, all but one, The Last Days of Israel, you have to write me, and I'll be glad to send you the few copies that are left. All the other books are up on Lulu, and that's www.lululu.com. Write my name in search, and you'll get to the books. And now let's go back to this topic we were talking about.
But before we do that, I want to make sure they get the website. It's TheBarryShamishWebsite.com.
Yes.
TheBarryShamishWebsite.com. All one word. Go ahead.
Gotcha. Brian remembers everything like it was 1997 when he arranged the lecture. And then he came back to America and wasn't as involved, although we did correspond all these years. But I talked to him at tremendous length, and he remembers everything like it was yesterday. That night of the riot, where they took me into a booth where he thought I would never come out alive, where we could... he remembers the whole night. I'm not going to do that now. Maybe someday we'll do the riot night and we'll talk about that. But he remembers the murders of the time. And there were three major murders, all connected, he says. And he's right, by the way. Now, he... we'll go into who he phoned, but he was a very activist young person, and there were the three incidents are the Rabin murder, November 95. Now, previous to that, in February of 1994, was the famous Hebron massacre, where Baruch Goldstein supposedly killed some 50 Arabs. He did not. Baruch Goldstein was Yigal Amir. He was a patsy. And then there was the third one, the removal of the Jews from Hebron, where the Netanyahu cabinet, 8 days after they're in power, no less, don't want to remove the army from Hebron for nothing. For nothing, for absolutely nothing, just give it away. And so in comes Noam Friedman, a young settler. And Noam Friedman, the young settler, you know... Look, he was held in a psychiatric center for 6 months. He was sick. He was a sick boy. He gets an M16. The army gives him an M16, tells him to go to Hebron Shuk, and in front of the TV cameras to shoot up the Shuk, kill Arabs. He shows up, and, well, none of the Arabs got killed, but nonetheless it was filmed. The world was outraged by this attack on Arabs. The Israeli government was under immense pressure, and by the next day, the cabinet, except for the great Benny Begin, who quit the government, and someday maybe even today, we'll talk about what was done to the Begin family. He lost his son, Benny Begin.
Our listeners, Benny Begin is Menachem Begin's son. Go ahead.
Well, he was the science minister at the time, and he was going to take over the right. But it's a different story. The killing of the right in Israel has been just profoundly disgusting. And Benny Begin lost a son who was a pilot, supposedly from Vertigo. But let's stick with the story of Noam Friedman. He shoots up the Shuk. The world pressure is so great that Israel reluctantly hands over all of Hebron, and Netanyahu, within 10 days of becoming prime minister in 1997, gives up Hebron, and we won't even go into all the trouble that has caused. But nonetheless, the PLO take over Hebron, and that was because of Noam Friedman. Now, I said right away, when I heard about Noam Friedman, I said, this is set up. I said, I'll bet you he didn't even shoot. What is it that he was told not to ever touch a weapon when he was in the army? And social workers writing that they warned the army not to give him a weapon, that he was crazy. So what does Brian Bunn do? He phones the family up. He looks in the phone book. He looks up Noam Friedman. He phones the family and talks to them for half an hour. They stress over and over, my son doesn't remember a damn thing, nothing. He doesn't remember pulling any triggers. He says those Arabs who said the bullets came from the roofs of the buildings, they're telling the truth. You see, the Arabs always give away, and we'll go to Goldstein in 1 second.
Are you suggesting that this crazy kid really wasn't a murderer, that there were snipers up there?
Yeah,
they were
of course.
Killing the Arabs, he was set up. He was the patsy?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Of course, that's how they did all three operations.
Okay.
Now we'll go to Goldstein. Now Goldstein, he was supposedly killed all these Arabs, 50 of them. He was a mass murderer. Well, unfortunately, I spoke to people and they put things together for me. I spoke to Goldstein's coroner. I spoke to the person who put his body from thousands of little pieces together to make some sort of coffin. Well, he said, what was an axe doing in the mosque? How come there were axes there? This man was chopped up with axes. And then
but could you explain to our listeners what happened, why the Arabs chopped him into pieces?
Supposedly, he did. Goldstein was set up. He walked in with three soldiers, but officially...
He walked into a mosque, right.
It's the Cave of the Patriarchs. It's also a synagogue. There's a Jewish side and there's a Muslim side. They take turns using it.
Go ahead.
Okay, that's the Cave of the Patriarchs. That's the cave where that's where Abraham did something amazing. Okay, that's all I can tell you. I'm not a theological student, but the Cave of the Patriarchs is holy to both Muslims and Jews, and they take turns using it. Goldstein supposedly walked into the Cave of the Patriarchs with his machine gun and shot up the place and killed 50 Arabs. He did not. He didn't do that. The real story, which I expose, by the way, after speaking with a police technician who took apart the weapons and compared them to the bullets of the people who were killed, he took me aside at the Jerusalem Book Fair. I was at a table selling my books. He said, I don't want to talk to you by the table. Just come with me for a little while. And I left the table, and he said, I'm the technician. I examined the Goldstein case for the police. And then he starts telling me that not one bullet matched the rifle that they said Goldstein shot from. He said, not one bullet.
In other words,
I put it together. And I realized that he was the patsy and that he was not alone. The Arabs were telling the truth again. All the Arabs said there were three soldiers shooting at him.
The three soldiers left, locked the door, and left Goldstein inside.
Yeah, the soldiers
picked
did a
up
few
the
shots.
And shot them up.
They found
pieces.
The blank bullets on the floor of the police. They threw in two stun grenades. Everyone heard the grenades. Shamgar was the judge who covered all the stuff. Same judge as the Rabin assassination. Mayor Shamgar. Oops, I hear the music.
We'll be back in just a minute here with Barry Chubby.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest, this morning, Barry Shamish. And Barry's talking about the three murders that occurred there in the mid-1990s. Rabin, who was not shot by some fellow, you know, as we're told, this was a government planned murder, high people in government to take out Rabin. And then, of course, there's the Goldstein. And Goldstein was a patsy. Three soldiers went into the cave and actually started shooting up, and Goldstein was with them. Then the soldiers ran out and locked the door and left Goldstein there. And I mean, how many places would you expect, you know, Muslim houses of worship to find, you know, hatchets there or axes? And so they simply kill Goldstein. And then the third one, where some psycho guy really has no business in the military, has no business with a gun, and the snipers are on the roofs. They shoot a lot of Arabs. They pinpoint him, and now we have these two atrocities, and this justifies giving up Hebron, which is a very holy site for the Israelis, because that is where the cave of the patriarchs is, and that's where Abraham and several of the others, I think Isaac is buried there. So you pick up the story.
Look, it gets weird, but I uncovered something bigger even than Rabin. I uncovered the truth about what happened in Hebron. Goldstein didn't do it. He didn't shoot anybody. Even their family won't listen to me. Because of one reason, because of Kach. Now, here is where, by the way, the whole Goldstein story, it's in my book, Israel Betrayed. That's also at lulu.com. It's a very underestimated book. Israel Betrayed is the Goldstein story. That's where I uncovered the whole shot. I got it. Bun was right. He reminded me it was all one intelligence movement. The idea was to get the Jews out of Hebron. They were killing people. Rabin was the one, after the Hebron massacre, who said, we will not send in the army, we will not throw the Jews out of Kiryat Arba. That was the idea of the massacre. The Arabs were supposed to go crazy, and the Jews were going to be removed from Kiryat Arba, from Hebron, for their own protection, and that's it, the city will be Judenrein. That was the idea, and Rabin said, no, he's not going to do it. Many people have told me this. That was the end of Rabin. He said at that point, when he said no to getting rid of the Jews of Hebron, that was it. They decided to kill him. It's an amazing story. It's the Hebron massacre. And suddenly, I just start discovering that I'm getting a lot of enemies in Israel from the very far right, from Kach. Kach are doing everything to stop this nonsense about Goldstein, what they call nonsense about Goldstein.
Now,
that we were there, that we heard him screaming at the door, let me out, let me out.
Now, but who is Kach? Who are they?
The Jewish Defense League.
Okay.
Set up in Israel, a party headed by Meir Kahana.
Okay.
Now, Meir Kahana was a very powerful guy, and they murdered him. And that's also a story. Every direction is a long story. Remind me someday we'll do with the murder of... look, I met his son, Binyamin Kahana. Binyamin Kahana and his wife were massacred by our Israeli Shabak on the day of the first Rabin conspiracy conference. We were expecting 500 people. We got 250 because of that. Nonetheless, I spoke with him, and he called me aside and told me about that he had a snitch. He was working in the FBI. He's got a warrant for having a press conference. I went to the press conference. This man was an infiltrator inside Nosser. Nosser is the one who shot Meir Kahana.
Right.
His group was in New Jersey. He said he warned the Mossad. The Mossad did not protect Kahana. They wanted him dead. They let it go on. And there was something very weird. There was a postman. This took place, the shooting at a hotel. There was a postman with a gun who started shooting at Nosser, the shooter. The whole thing is a different story. It was another setup. All the Jews that have been killed, Irv Rubin in California, and then his partner a year later, they were all killed on either November 4th or November 5th. By the way, what I just said is true, and it probably has amazing significance. These Jewish leaders of Kach in America, Irv Rubin, and he had a partner, I forgot his name, were both murdered in prison on November 5th, I believe. Nonetheless, all of Kach is attacking me, and Benjamin Kahana tells me I'm right about everything, about the murder. He's got a witness. He introduced me to the witness. Boy, I had a busy life in Israel, didn't I?
Well, I'm glad you were there getting the truth out, Barry.
People came to me. I'm telling you, I didn't go searching for this. But nonetheless, I remember meeting Benjamin Kahana because that was the day that it was in the July of 1994. I'm sorry, of 1995, when Mota Gur was murdered that morning. Mota Gur was the Rabin's assistant. He was the assistant defense minister. He was murdered. And that's another murder we must talk about one of these days. It was murderama time. And Brian Bunn pointed out that's why Kach, they were ordered to attack you. They were ordered outright to attack you. And he was right. They're protecting the Israeli government, Kach. And Binyamin Kahana was right. Now, here's what Binyamin Kahana told me. Are you ready?
Sure.
He told me, I left Kach and started a new movement called Kahana Chai, which means Kahana lives, because I couldn't tell the members from the agents. That's how bad it was in Hebron. You couldn't tell a member of Kach from the agents of Kach. He said, that's why I created Kahana Chai. You can quote me forever on that. That's what he told me.
And basically what you're saying is this patriotic Jewish movement was infiltrated by agent provocateurs, by people
long
who were
ago.
There.
And the Jews following this Baruch Meisel, and oh my God, his little itty bitty little partner, Itamar Ben Gvir, who destroyed Gush Katif single handedly, they're all following the government.
Sure.
And this is what was. I hear the music.
We're out of time, Barry. It's always a pleasure. God bless. Talk to you later.
See you later.
Thanks so much.
Bye all.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Barry Shamish is a fascinating source of information, and the underlying theme is that the whole patriotic Israeli movement has been infiltrated and effectively destroyed by government agents. And the same thing is happening here in the United States. I mean, certainly the conservative movement has been infiltrated and neutralized. The Christian movement has been infiltrated and neutralized. I mean, so many of these organizations, for instance, the militia that they tried to organize some years ago, I mean, most of it was financed by the FBI. The Christian Identity Movement, which Janet Reno talked about, is this terrorist movement here, these wicked Christian identity groups. I mean, the one in Elohim City was run by a man named Reverend Millar, who was an FBI informant. And so much of the Aryan Brotherhood that was supposedly, robbing banks so that they could begin to put together a resistance movement, they were all FBI informants. So let me suggest to you, if you have a friend and you really trust him and he's making suggestions like we ought to blow up this or take up arms, he is probably an FBI informant. I know on several occasions people have tried to entrap me on television into making ridiculous statements that could be used against me. This is what we're up against today. America, unfortunately, is under the same influence that Israel is. There are wicked people behind this whole thing because there are powerful spiritual forces that are guiding the course of the United States of Israel towards the New World Order, the New World Religion. And Chris, that's what we talk about so frequently. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to know who is behind this whole thing. You need to understand how anti-Semitism is a mirage. It's a screen. It is put up so you'll focus on that rather than on what the real enemy is. Or if you want to hate the Catholics, they've got an organized effort to get you to hate the Catholics or to believe it's all the Jesuits. Well, it's not the Jews, and it's not the Catholics, and it's not the Jesuits. Not that there aren't, their organizations have been infiltrated, and there are people within them who are working towards the New World Order. But then there are a lot of good Jews, there are a lot of good Jesuits, there are a lot of good Catholics, but there are these sinister forces have permeated every aspect of our society, and behind them, the Brotherhood of Darkness, the spiritual hierarchy, the Great Right Brotherhood, the Ancients of Wisdom. And so we do hope that you'll certainly get our material on the occult hierarchy. It's three little pamphlets, $9.95. It will give you an oversight. It's based upon my writings and Dennis Cuddy's writings. Very good, very important information. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will certainly go to our website of RadioLiberty.com, pull down our material. We do have catalogs and emergency food. We have a health catalog. We have a catalog that lists our DVDs. We've got a great new DVD, Riddles in Stone. It's a sequel to The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, about the influence of the Rosicrucians and the Masons at the time of America's founding. And Riddles in Stone is a three-hour documentary. Even in many respects, better than The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. Go to our website, get our material. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because America is under attack today. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them as they celebrate Passover 2007 in Messiah Yeshua. The festivities will begin at 6 p.m. on April the 3rd at the Ramada Plaza Inn, I-25 and 120th Avenue in Thornton. Seating is limited, so make your reservations early. Reservations deadline, March the 23rd. That's Passover 2007. He brought us out to bring us in.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina,